The new Hockey League season is underway and it was a busy start to the new season for Macclesfield Hockey Club, with both the men's and women's first teams and the two second teams all playing their opening games at King's School. The club itself dates back more than 130 years, but it wasn't until the 1990s when the club became mixed after merging with Macclesfield Ladies Club. The club, which is Cheshire's Soot 106.9 Club of the Week, offers senior, mixed and junior hockey out of its bases at King's School and Tiverington School, with the club being represented by a number of senior teams and a growing junior section, as club chair Jess Duffy explains.
We're really, really actually old club. It started in 1888, and we've now developed that we have four men's teams, four women's teams and a junior section as well. We all actively play on Saturdays and sometimes Sundays for the junior tournament. We're only getting bigger and bigger, so it's a good time to join. It's thrown around quite a lot within the hockey community, the hockey family. Like, that kind of phrase is really common because everyone does get on well. It's a very sociable thing, and it's good also that it's men, women together, all ages and all abilities as well. So it doesn't matter whether you've never picked up a stick before or whether you've played like at really high level, we'll take anyone and everyone. There's always that opportunity to develop, so literally anyone can play.
You're obviously quite new to the role of chair.
Yes.
What are kind of your main aims in that role for the club?
So, to be honest, maintaining sort of the standard that we have as well. I'm working towards developing the club, getting new players in. It'd be nice to get a few more teams out there and develop also the sort of master side of it, so people over 35, there's a big community for that, and it'd be something I'd like to explore more here. Kind of keep developing, keep everyone together.
And on days like this, when you've got both ones teams playing, both twos teams playing,
yeah,
it's fantastic, isn't it? And obviously there is loads more teams, junior section's also a huge part of this club as well.
It is, yes, it is. And I mean, myself, the ladies club captain, in fact, all of the captains, I think, came for our junior section. It's just really good, and the opportunity as well, because when you turn 13, you can start kind of getting involved in senior hockey, going down to training. It's just really good to have, to be honest. And we've got our Beavers team as well, which is in their league. So from a young age, you can get a full game in and a good run around. So yeah, it's a good opportunity.
And so far, here this afternoon, all the Macclesfield teams have been unbeaten, including
yes.
two wins for the both first teams. And I know that's yes. a real key objective because both teams are really going, trying to push and get into those top spots ready for promotion.
Yeah, I mean, both teams did really well last season. The men finished second in their division, and the women, we were in the top five teams last season. So both teams, as long as we keep our fitness up and keep developing, got a really good opportunity to get both teams promoted. And even our all the way through, like down the club, the ladies threes got promoted last year, so that'll be a good challenge for them this year to step up into a new league. It's a good time.
Why should people get involved in the sport if they've perhaps played it maybe at school and they've gone out of it? I know they've got the back to hockey, yep. for example, or if they've just thinking, listen to this, thinking, actually, I want to give that a try.
Yep.
What's your message to those people?
Give it a go. You can't go wrong, really. Like, just turn up and have a go. We've got a great team of coaches here. If you're just starting out, we've got Pete, we've got Ange. For the ones and twos teams, we've got Rob and Kev. It doesn't matter what ability you are. Genuinely, if you've never picked up a stick before and you want to try something new, I'd just say go for it, because that's how a lot of my friends got into it at uni. They just turned up because they were like, we want to try something new, and yeah, they're doing really well. So, and it's good fun. Even if you decide you don't like to play, you can still come and join the club as a social member. Like, we're all good.
So what's the best way, if they listen to this thing, I want to get involved, how do they go about it? What's the next steps for them?
So we're contactable through all social media, Macclesfield Hockey Club on Twitter, we're on Instagram, Facebook. Drop us a message through that, or you can email us at machockey@gmail.com and someone will pick up a message. Or you can go to our website, www.machockey.co.uk, and there's a contact us page.
Sarah Duffy and Ellen Barrett both joined the club as juniors and now both play in the women's first team, as well as having roles as women's first team captain and women's club captain.
As soon as I could walk, my mum said, you're going straight down to junior training. So she got me a stick. My mum, my dad, my sister have always played, my uncle. So I've played ever since I was young, and I've played all the way up until now. I'd say it's a very sociable club. Obviously, I've known everyone for years now, and it's like everyone together, always go out together, people here on Saturdays supporting each other. It's just a nice club to be around and spend your Saturdays with.
Well, what's hockey given you in your life? It's a huge part of your life by the sounds of
it. It is a little bit. It's, well, apart from the fitness aspect, I mean, that's a big thing of it. Through lockdown, you really notice, you're thinking, oh my goodness me. Whereas now it's more, it's the social aspect, and there's always something to do on a Saturday, you know. There's always everyone around. And I think from when you're young as well, it's really important to mix with people of all ages and all, and, you know, male, female, whatever. It's really good to get that, like, the social aspect of it around it. Yeah. So it's good.
Everyone's here for a good time. Play a bit of hockey.
Get a bit of fitness whilst enjoying it. This club, people don't realise, we've got 4 men's teams and 4 women's teams. It's a big club, and there's clubs around here as well which have multiple teams as well. People just don't realise how big hockey is, really. But it's great to watch it, obviously, come through the Olympics. More of my friends know about it now and more keen to come and watch me play. But it's just good. It's an all-round sport, really. You can play it in any weather, you know. It's women, men, all abilities, and we involve everyone. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're great at hockey or you can't even push a ball to begin with. Everyone's welcome to come down and give it a go.
So I joined as a junior about age 10 or 11, so pretty young, and then I've pretty much come all the way through the club quite similarly, but probably not as involved as Sarah. So then I went to uni and then came back to played in the twos, then moved up to ones a couple of seasons ago, and now I've just taken the club captain position.
How has the club helped you, your development, from going starting at age 10 all the way through? How has the club helped you, and what is it that's made you stick at the sport?
I think, again, it's just the, like, social aspect. It's so much fun. Everyone's really nice. We do a lot of summer stuff, so that's mixed with the men's. So that really improved my game as a junior, as playing, you know, with senior players and stuff like that. And just sort of being involved with everyone. You see everyone at the clubhouse, everyone has a chat.
A new role for you this afternoon. 2 goals. Top scorer, you could say, this season. So far, at least. That must be pleased.
I love scoring. I was very happy when he moved me from, sort of defensive midfield a bit more to attacking. So, making those runs into the D, putting it in the corner, and easy. All my teammates set the goal up for me. I just had an easy job putting it in the back of the net.
Still did the job, though.
Women's club captain Ellen Barrett scored 2 goals as the ladies' ones won 3-1 against their opponents from Disby Northern on the opening day of the season. A positive start to what they hope will be a successful season.
Yeah, we've been doing quite a bit pre-season, trying to work our fitness up, and today was quite interesting because we were playing a team that actually got promoted from their division up until our division, so we've never played them before, weren't really sure what we were coming up against. It was tough the second half, I think. You can tell it's the first game back, but it was good to come back with a 3-1 win. Some really positives to take away from it into training on Thursday, and take some really good things away from it. It's a good start to the season, 3 points on the table, and it's good just to get a gist of where we're at as a team, so who we've got in terms of positions, working together. There was some really, really, we had loads of chances today for some really good stuff on the pitch. And it also just takes things away to work on, because things to improve on.
And we're going for a promotion.
We are going
so
for
So it's a good 3 points on the board for that.
Yeah, good.
Start as we mean to go on.
Good start to the season. Everyone's happy with it. Last season we had quite a lot of people unavailable through going to uni, pregnancies and things. So, but we've got a full, strong squad back this year, so we're really excited. Should be good.
And that's the thing, isn't it, about the team. There's quite a range of ages, I think it's fair to say. Obviously, you're playing alongside your mum, I am indeed. Which is quite unusual. Not many people can say that. Not many sports should be able to play with the whole 2 generations of a family.
Yeah.
People obviously come back from pregnancy. It must be great to be back on a competitive gay game again. And even childcare, players that have previously played, looking after the children. It's a great family.
Yeah, they're on the side, you know. It's one of them. I was probably on the side of the pitch when I was in the pram. So, yeah, we've got players back and the kids on the side, people helping out, babysitting, everyone making sure everyone can play. But, playing on the pitch with it's quite cool playing with my mum sometimes. Some people don't like it, and I've got my sister as well, so yeah, it's good, and it's good that it's all ages, because you know you might get the quick legs at the front. We've got like 14-year-olds, and then we've got people with good experience and just like solid games, so it's good to have that mix. You don't want to I don't think any team in MAC has a team full of just one age or one ability. Everyone really chips in, so it's good. I'd say just come and give it a go. There's no pressure, or you can come watch a game, see if it's for you. If not, get on YouTube, watch a bit of Great Britain. I mean, we're not at that standard yet, but we will be one day.
But it's super easy. Just send us an email and me or Jess will be replying. Anybody's welcome.
Facebook, Instagram, just come down, give it a go. We've got loads of sticks. We'll lend you a stick, lend you all the gear, and just come and see if you fancy it. Give it a whirl.
But you will, because it's the best sport ever.
One of the club's members who will certainly agree with that statement is Oliver Waddington, who joined Macclesfield Hockey Club after moving to the area and is now the men's ones captain.
I started playing hockey when I was about 16. So I'd done a lot of sport before that and wanted to try a new sport, basically, so got involved, and I just really enjoyed it, so played ever since. You can maybe tell from my accent I'm not from Macclesfield, so started playing hockey down south in Dorset, where I'm from. Then I played at uni, and 3 years ago now, I think it was, 4 years ago, something like that, I moved up to Macclesfield for work and just joined the local club. Enjoyed it, so I stayed. Macclesfield's it's a really fun family club. It's a good social club. We have really good interaction between different age groups, between the men's and ladies sections. So for me, a big part of hockey is the social, especially moving up to a new town. Didn't know anyone, so joining the hockey club was a perfect way for me to make a friendship group and get connected with the community. It's given me a sense of community, a sense of responsibility. Sport in general is a great way to teach discipline, to teach teamwork, you know, a lot of life skills. You have to face adversity, you win some, you lose some, all that kind of stuff. And as I say, one of the most important things for me is the social side. So, yeah, really happy to be part of a club and have the social and have a friendship group.
Obviously, the first league game of the new season, how much do you always look forward to that first day and getting that first game underway?
We definitely look forward to it a lot. This season we started our pre-season training in about August, so there's a lot of build-up to it, a lot of nervous excitement and energy that goes into it. So yeah, at the end of the day, we enjoy playing hockey. At this level we're not going to win a World Cup, so it's about having fun, it's about playing well and enjoying playing well. If we get promoted, that's a bonus, but there's 12 teams in the league and only one's going to get promoted, so that's the way it goes. That's what we're pushing for. If we play well, we'll enjoy the games, and if we play well and enjoy the games, I think we can win more than we lose. If we're up there at the end of the season challenging, that would be a bonus. We've got several guys in the ones who are different ages. Some of the young lads have come all the way through the junior section, as you say, like Noah, for example. But we've also got some of the lads that are now in their 20s, and they've also come through the junior section. We've had guys that have come up and gone off and played for other clubs, gone to uni, whatever, come back to play for MAC because they enjoy it. And like I say, it's a community and it's a nice club to be part of.
Aaron Gaskell is the men's club captain and has been playing at the club for over 20 years.
I first got involved when I was about 16, so a long, long time ago, about 25 years ago. But Maxford HC back then, they had a couple of guys come down to Titherton High School and run mini coaching courses because at the time Titherton didn't really do men's hockey. So I enjoyed it, and then they invited us down to the club and I got in that way, and I've been here pretty much ever since.
And what's the club and the sport given you in your life?
Apart from the obvious is like health and fitness and things like that, and it's a sense of community because it is a really community-based club. Friends, I've had lifelong friends, you know, friends who I met here, I'm still friends with 25 years later, and it's a real good social base for Macclesfield itself and integrating in the community. And like people who, because we get a lot of players, like if they're on secondments, especially AstraZeneca, and they don't know anyone in the area, they come down, join the club. It's a great way to meet new friends, as well as keep yourself healthy and fit.
So 25 years, why are you still here? What is it that gets you coming in week after week, playing game after game after game?
I just love it. It's the competitiveness of it. You know, after a hard week at work, you come off, blow some steam off. Then after the match, you're with all your mates, go down the club, have a beer afterwards. You know, like tonight, we're out around town tonight, all as of the club. So hopefully there's about 40, 50 of us going around town as a big group. You know, males, females, the club ranges. I think our youngest member's 6 years old, our oldest is 85. So, you know, we've actually got members from all age ranges and all walks of life, millionaires, people with no money. It brings everyone together, you know, and then the common denominator is hockey.
What is it that you're trying to create here? What is, if anybody is coming down to join a men's team, what can they expect here at Macclesfield Hockey Club?
A friendly, welcoming community. It's like we class it as the hockey family. That's what it's known as. You know, it is a family. Everyone knows everyone. Like, I'm still friends with people who've known me since I was 16, you know, who trained me, and they're in like the 60s, 70s now. I'm still friends with them, still go for a beer with them, and I'm passing that on to the next generation. You know, hopefully in 20 years' time, someone I've trained up, we'll go out for a beer together. You know, we'll stay together. You know, it doesn't see age, race, colour, anything like that. It's just building a community and building something like a warm, welcoming home.
Why should people get involved in the sport, and if they are wanting to get involved, why should they do it here at Macclesfield Hockey Club?
I just bring it back to the family, because it is warm, welcoming, friendly. You know, everyone gets on with one another. It's a bit of a cliche, but they do. Yeah, and that's what it's all about, is come down, try it out, have a game. Doesn't matter what level you play at, whether you're an amateur, whether you're, you know, used to be a professional. Just come down and have a knockabout, you know, because we've got a few other clubs around. They're, you know, they are a much higher standard, but that's not, you know, if you just want to come down and meet new friends, meet new people, try something new, please come down and join Macclesfield Hockey Club.